Welcome to Mind Shift to Health and Wealth Podcast, a guide to transforming your life. Here we explore powerful lessons in health and wealth because without health, wealth holds little value. I'll share personal insights and enlightening conversations with experts. Each episode is a step towards your success, offering lessons from my experiences and wisdom from others. Love what you hear? Share it and visit mindshifthw.com for more. Thank you for joining me on this journey.
Hey everyone, today we're going to talk to Tony Child. Tony is a coach's coach. So it's unique, and he has worked with Bob Proctor. If you never heard of him, go look him up. Amazing personal development coach, Think and Grow Rich guru. If you know Bob Proctor, if you have listened to Bob Proctor before, but let me, ask Tony to introduce himself, go through his history. So Tony, for the audience, could you just share where you started to where you are now? Briefly, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm grateful and thank you for inviting me on your podcast. This is great. My history is I actually did not have any clue that I would ever get into coaching or that I would like coaching or want to do this. I actually started as a banker and spent 15 years in the banking industry. I worked my way up through the banking industry from teller to banker to manager to regional and ended my banking career kind of overseeing the leadership development curriculum of several of the regions of the bank. So, but it was fascinating as we all have dreams when we're kids. My dream was to be a professional athlete. That was my dream. And every one of my coaches and mentors and counselors in school, my parents told me that would be impossible. Find a different dream. And so then I wanted to be a speaker because I loved speaking. And I know that that's kind of the number one fear that people hold is speaking, but I loved public speaking. When I was a kid, I would get up in the local congregation that we have at church. Every first Sunday, anybody can get up and just share their thoughts and views on Jesus. And so I would go pick up the mic and at 10 years old or 5 years old or 8 years old and share my feelings. And I just loved speaking. And so those were my first two passions, my first two loves, but I was really, really good at math. And so obviously all my teachers and my counselors and coaches and parents told me, like, go into something that you're good at with math. And that's what you can be paid in. And so I did. And I spent 15 years in banking. But I share this because there's a lot of people. I believe that there's three different types of people on this planet. Mm-hmm. There's those that have jobs. And I had a job. It was a teller job. It was to get me through college. And then that teller job moved into the second type of people, which are people that have a career. Mm-hmm. And my career was great. I was a career banker, moved my way all the way up the corporate ladder. But every day, there's a third type of people that very few will actually go discover and explore. And that is those that find their calling. Mm-hmm. And my calling was calling after me. Every day I would go into the bank and I just felt like, you're not supposed to be here. This is not where you're supposed to be. And every day I would stuff it down saying, okay, but I don't know where else I'm supposed to go. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do to make money. Mm-hmm. And then one day I was sent to a Power of Positivity workshop out of Harvard, mm-hmm. based on the book, The Happiness Advantage by Sean Aker. And, mm-hmm. and the very first thing that the instructor said, if you change the way you see things, the things you see will change. Mm-hmm. I laughed out loud. I turned to my boss and said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Can I leave? And then she said, if you want to be fired, you'll leave. And I said, okay, I'll stay. And I stayed. And over the next 2 hours, my life changed. And I pivoted my whole life. I started to study insatiably about the power of the mind, the conscious, subconscious beliefs, belief patterns we hold, paradigms we have. Mm-hmm. And from there, started hiring the very best to teach me and coach me and partner with the very best and the Bob Proctors and John Maxwell's of the world. And mm-hmm. and quickly found that this is my voice, quickly found that this is where I'm supposed to be. And now all those dreams that I had when I was a kid of being a professional athlete and speaking, I have the privilege of speaking all over the world and coaching professional athletes. And so those childhood dreams that I had are very much alive today, but they were calling after me from a small age. So yeah, that's a little bit about my history. And from there, I've developed several companies in the professional personal development space. I own an academy where we certify ICF life coaches, high performance coaches. I I have a curriculum that I use when I coach people that helps them make quantum leaps in their life. So yeah, I've created quite a bit and have quite a bit going now, which is 8 years later. In just 8 short years, Bob used to always say, do you want to make your annual income your monthly income? And I thought that was the craziest thing I've ever heard. And the day that it happened was a pretty special day that you can make in a month what you can make in a year if you change the way you see things. So yeah, that's a little bit about my history and my current situation as well.
Awesome. You hit the theme of the podcast, actually, Tony. So I don't know if you did that on purpose, but I don't know if you talked about this, but that's exactly, the whole mind shift theme was. If, Wayne Dyer said it, that's the first time I heard it. I don't know if, if that person who was talking to you quoted him, because that's
who. Yeah, I now know that they were quoting Wayne Dyer. I now know that.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Yeah, no, but when he said that, it kind of blew my mind. And I'm like, realize, because based on him, just going back to my history, I was, spiritual, then atheist. And then after Wayne Dyer, started seeing things differently, I became a spiritualist again. So, once you start seeing the things differently, then everything opens up, right? But now going back to you, you said you had always this calling. What is that? Like, what when you say calling, is that something you read, or is that something internally when you were praying, or something
that's
speaking to you?
Yeah, I believe every single person is born with a calling on their life. Mm-hmm. And, it was Mark Twain, the great author, that said that the greatest day, there's two great days of your life, the day you're born and the day you find out why. Mm-hmm. And for me, my why is to wake up people to their potential and capacity. Mm-hmm. And that was my calling, but I wasn't doing that as a banker. And so, it's just that was one of the things that I really had to lean into. And it's that pressure in your chest that you feel. So there might be a lot of your listeners that might be in a job and they're going to their job every day, but every day they feel that thing in their chest that says, you're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be somewhere else. And that's your calling. That's your calling, calling after you. Mm-hmm. And most people ignore it for their whole lives. They just keep stuffing it down every day. Not today, or I don't know what it is. So I'm just going to keep doing what I've always done. And then they wonder why they keep getting what they've always got for the rest of their life. So a calling is something special, and it's something that people have to go on a discovery to find. It's not just going to pop out and say, I'm here. It's going to be a soft whisper of saying, hey, I'm here. Come find me. And it's a discovery that people go through.
Awesome. Well, let's dig into it a little bit. How do you, you're a coach, and you probably coach through people that, through finding their calling, right? What do you suggest? I know there could be 100 different things, but what do you suggest people do to discover their calling when they're feeling that chest feeling, whatever they're feeling?
Yeah. So the first part is to realize that my greatest strengths are not my calling. Mm-hmm. It's part of my calling. It's part of why I'm alive, but it's not the reason why I'm alive. And there's a lot of people that make their money on this planet or make their mark on this planet with what they're really good at. Mm-hmm. And we've been told, hey, you're really good at that. You should go develop something in that, or you should go develop that strength. Mm-hmm. I was really good at math, and I can do math in my head. Like I'm a mathematician, but yet my love, what I'm also really good at is speaking and writing and articulating ideas and creating processes for people. But I didn't realize that, because everything I had been taught was, you're really good at math and keep going on your math skills. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I would share in the discovery of your purpose, mm-hmm, is to open up your gifts. There's a lot of people that have gifts on this planet that are completely unopened, and where your hidden potential lies, mm-hmm, are in the unopened gifts. The gifts that have left, that you've left unopened, saying maybe later, mm-hmm, and so the discovery of this purpose is found in really allowing yourself to lean into the uncomfortable, to lean into, I've never done that before, but my soul says that I'd like it, or I'd love it, or I'd be really good at it. And so my challenge to each of you that's listening today is, the first part of finding your calling is, mm-hmm, to lean into the things that you haven't done yet. that are calling after you. It might be that cooking class that you've always thought that you wanted to take that you've never taken, or it might be that dance class that every time the dance, you know, Dancing with the Stars comes up on the screen, it's like, man, I should go take a dance class. Go do it. Mm-hmm. It might be the talent show that you've never tried out for, but you've thought you should. And so my point is like, just lean into the things that are unfamiliar, and you'll find that a lot of your gifts lie in this untapped unfamiliar.
Awesome. So if I, you know, sum it up for the listeners, whoever is listening, is if you have a pulling to do something, but you're afraid to do it, then fine, do it. That's what basically might be calling to you, is basically what Tony, I think, is summarizing, if I summarize it right. So yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody has those, you know, I've crossed those bridges myself. I still do, even sometimes now, like, hey, there's a pull, and then I'm like, I don't know if I should, but just do it, you know. Nobody's going to care, you know. Anyway, awesome. So with that, now going fast forward, Tony, you worked with Bob, you know, 10, 15 years. I don't remember exactly. We talked before.
About 7 years.
7 years.
Past 7 years. 7 years before he passed on.
Awesome. So now you are coaching coaches, and what was the primary lessons or primary, what blew your mind? Apart from, I know you shared one thing where the quantum leap about, you know, making your yearly salary, your monthly salary, that was obviously, you know, awesome. But what's one thing that he might have shifted your mind about yourself or people you're coaching? I don't know, you know, either one.
Yeah. So my favorite quote from Bob Proctor that's really epitomized my life and who I coach and how I coach them is he shared many, many times, Tony, there is a spirit inside of you that is always for fuller expansion and greater expression. Mm-hmm. And so what I would share with people is there's an essence to who you are, whether you believe it's spirituality or source or, you know, just this energetic pull that's inside of me. There's something inside of me that wants to grow and wants to express. And so the only way you're going to grow is by going after things that are outside of your familiar. That's the way you grow. You do not grow doing the things you've always done. You do not grow by logically connecting all the dots. The only way you grow is by really getting outside of your familiar, to where you're swimming in this, like, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to do this. But I know I can. And then find your expression, because there's an expression side of each of us. And that's what I was talking about earlier, is this kind of calling in life. It's this essence that's inside of you that wants to express more. For me, it's in writing and speaking. I write programs. I've written about 15 coaching programs, and then I've written curriculum and I've written books, and I speak on stages, and I love speaking. I love sharing. I love presenting and giving people aha moments. So that's my expression, and I want to grow. I want to continually push the envelope of what's possible. So what I would share, the greatest advice or the greatest thing I was ever shared with, was there's an essence or a spirit inside of us that is always for fuller expansion and greater expression.
Awesome, Tony. Now, getting back to you now and your coaching, we talked about this before. I don't know what you want to get into, but who are you looking to help, and who should seek you out? You know, I'll be, again, you know, before Tony gets into it, I'll be sharing Tony's social media or website, whatever I'll have. And also, you know, Tony probably will share at the end too, so you can reach out to him through that. But Tony, yeah, please get into, I guess, what are you doing now? I know you're coaching coaches, but I know you're also doing something else, so I kind of want you to get into that too. So with Bill, you know, we can talk about that later too, but go ahead.
Yeah. So who I coach are high performers, or people that are saying, I want to go 10 times further. I want to go 10 times faster. I don't know how, but I want to make my $100,000 a million, and I want to make my million a billion. Like, I want to go. And I want to change the world, and I want to create something. I want to win an Oscar. I want to win a Grammy. Like, I want to go and dive deep into my potential and mine it out. Those are the people I want to help. We have way too many people on this planet that are swimming in apathy. And what I mean by swimming in apathy, they just don't care. They don't care about their family. They don't care about their jobs. They don't care about their creation and what they are creating and what they were here to do. Like, there's just too many people that just say, oh, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, you might not have tomorrow. You might not have 5 minutes from now. And what are you doing right now, this very second, to maximize your breath, the very breath that you breathe? And so the people that I coach are people that are just sick and tired of being sick and tired, people that are wanting to really accelerate in life. So usually I'm coaching founders of companies, commission salespeople, high commission salespeople. I'm coaching mortgage brokers and real estate brokers, NFL athletes, Olympians. These are the types of people that I coach because they're like, no, I'm ready to go further. Yeah, I've reached a pinnacle here. I've reached a peak here, but I want to go more. And I've also coached, you know, the corporate person that says, I want to go start my own company. I feel that there's a book inside of me or there's a business inside of me, and I really want to spread my wings and fly. And so those are the people that really inspire me. Those are the people that I want to link arms with and help them go get their dream.
Awesome. Would you want to share about the mastermind you're doing with Bill, you know, part of that, or is that a separate thing?
Yeah. So Bill Banta, he and I worked with Bob Proctor for several years. We've kind of joined forces. He'll probably be on a podcast later, but we have found that the highest achievers, they have to have a community to land in where it's like, hey, I want to rub shoulders with other high achievers because I got people in my life that are all the naysayers, all the people telling me why I can't do something. I want to rub shoulders with all the people that tell me I can. So we run what's called Elevated Alliance, and it's just a high net worth, you know, group of individuals where we meet together weekly. We go through high level content. We really study deeply the power of the mind and the conscious subconscious, and then we push each other to go out and accomplish greatness, to really push the envelope of what is possible. So that's something that Bill and I run. It's for, you know, even people that I work with on a low level that are like, all right, so how do I go faster? Where do I go? They usually come into that.
Gotcha. Awesome. So again, I'll be posting about that too. And like Tony mentioned, Bill will be coming on. We will talk more. I have other plans, which, you know, I'll share another time. Once I talk to Tony and Bill, you know, about that. So, well, with that, now let's get into other than Think and Grow Rich, since we already talked about a little bit about Think and Grow Rich. What's the other book that has impacted you most and you recommend to anybody?
Yeah. So the book that's probably impacted me the most is a little book called U Squared, written by Dr. Price Pritchett. Mm-hmm. You can literally read it in about 45 minutes, even if you read really slow.
Right.
And so it's a powerful, powerful read, but it talks about quantum leaps and the squared component is that exponential instead of, you know, U times U is, you know, it's U times two, but right. There's U times U, which is that exponential component. Right. And so how do I make an exponential leap? That's what U Squared is all about. It's an amazing book. I read it every time I get on an airplane. Just a really, really powerful read.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I read that book. So he's a Dallas guy, by the way. So yeah, no, awesome. All right. Now, if people have listened through this podcast, they probably already know this answer, but I'll ask anyway. What inspires you to do what you do every day now?
Yeah, watching people wake up. My favorite show on TV is America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. You know, and the reason why is because I'm so inspired by people that say, to hell with it, I'm going to go try. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to go and put themselves out there and try. And even though they might get, you know, booed off or, you know, voted off or whatever, like they're just willing to try. And so what inspires me every day is people that are willing to try, people that are willing to say, you know what, let's go, let you only live once. Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a try. So those are the ones that's how I'm inspired every day is to rub shoulders with those people.
Awesome. Well, with that, the last but not the least, what's the best tip you have for people, personal or professional, that you can share?
Yeah, the best tip I'd have, you know, we've heard of this whole analogy in shooting guns is, you know, ready, aim, fire. Mm-hmm. And I think it's completely backwards. I think that you have to fire in order to aim. And when I fire and aim and fire and aim and fire and aim enough, then I'll be ready. Mm. You're never going to be ready. Mm. And so there's people that ready themselves their whole lives. They ready themselves for their business. And maybe when all my ducks are in a row, I'll open my business. Or when I retire, I'll do it. Or when this, my kids are out of the house, when I'm ready, when I got my degrees, when I got my certifications, then I'll be ready to do it. And I'm just telling you right now, fire, go start. Go open the website, go get yourself your book started, like go fire. And then you'll aim because you'll figure out, oh, I didn't hit that. Like the marketplace didn't like what I just fired. So I'm going to fire again and you're going to aim and you're going to fire again and you're going to aim. And when you do that enough, eventually you'll be ready to do anything. I speak thousands and thousands of times. And for the first time I spoke, I literally just had to fire. And then I figured out what worked and what didn't work. And I spoke again and I figured out what worked and what didn't work. And now 10,000 times later, if somebody comes and asks me like, "Hey, Tony, can you come speak?" I'm ready now. I've fired and aimed so many times. I'm ready to go speak because I've done it so much. And so I would just share that the greatest tip I can give anybody out there listening is you've got it backwards. If you think ready, aim, fire, it's fire, aim, and then you'll be ready.
Mm. That's a great tip. I didn't expect you to give that, but that's a great tip. Awesome, Tony. Could you essentially, share your contact information, whatever you want to share? Obviously, I'll be posting that stuff with this clips and podcast bio and all that stuff. So you can get that there too. But if you just want to share that.
Yeah, come follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Tony Child, or that's where you'll find me, Big Bald Head. I share some content on social media. Come find me on LinkedIn, Tony Child, Elevated Worldwide, and check out our website, keepelevated.com. That's where you'll find all of our programs and how to contact us directly.
All right. Awesome, Tony. Thanks for taking the time. By the way, Mind Shift to Health and Wealth. Please subscribe if you haven't subscribed. And thanks again, Tony, for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Your support means the world to me. For more tips and tales, head over to mindshifthw.com. Wanna chat? Let's connect on mindshifthw.com. Schedule a session with me if you're seeking guidance or just good old brainstorm. Together, let's make a splash in the world, one mind shift at a time. Catch you next time.